Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians, where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. With Halloween being just around the corner, there's a big cultural emphasis on fear right now. We often refer to this time of the year as spooky season. For 1 month out of the year, we not only tolerate fear, but we actively seek it. We go to haunted houses, watch scary movies, and decorate our homes with skeletons, bats, and spiders. We have fun with fear. We want to scream and get our hearts racing. It's really interesting when you think about it. If you wear a mask and jump out at someone and startle them in October, you'll probably get a laugh. If you do it in June, you'll probably get arrested. All of that to say, while fear is often used for fun during the Halloween season, I want to talk about the kind of fear that not only isn't fun, but can be completely debilitating, and that's phobias. A phobia is an intense, persistent, irrational fear of a specific object, activity, situation, or person that manifests in physical symptoms such as sweating, trembling, rapid heartbeat, or shortness of breath, and that motivates avoidance behavior. What that basically means is that a phobia is more than just a dislike of something. This is an intense fear that can cause panic attacks and cause you to avoid any possible situation to be around the thing that you are afraid of. When you have a phobia of something, the thought of it terrifies you, even if the actual thing you're afraid of isn't there or isn't likely to happen. Take spiders, for example. If you are in your Sunday school room and a spider is climbing up the wall, most people might look at it and either think nothing of it or maybe try to kill it. The person with a phobia of spiders, or arachnophobia, will be completely overcome with fear. Their heart may beat faster, they may begin to sweat, they might freeze up, or they might try to run out of the room and won't come back until they know for certain that it's gone. Someone with a phobia of spiders is probably getting uncomfortable right now just at the thought of them. Now, I'm no stranger to phobias. I have what's called mousophobia, and that is the fear of rodents. While I think most of us would let out a scream and jump up if we saw a mouse scurry by, my fear goes beyond that. Even talking about the subject of rodents right now makes my heart rate go up. I actually had a situation this past summer where a mouse got into my place of work. I noticed some droppings behind my office door and immediately panicked. I had to work, so leaving wasn't an option. That said, I had a very hard time focusing. I jumped every time I felt a shift in my pant legs, or every time I heard a noise, and even one time when a little wad of fuzz was by my foot. I couldn't go to the fridge because I was worried that the mouse would run out from under it. I couldn't go to the bathroom because I didn't want to risk being trapped in there with it. I was even uncomfortable thinking about the mouse while I was at home. I'd be worried that it might have climbed onto me and was hanging onto my clothes, and now I'm bringing it home. I was disgusted by the idea that my shoes that stepped on mouse poop were now in my home. I was in a constant state of panic. Now, I wouldn't react this way to a spider or even a snake. While I wouldn't like those in the office, they don't cause me the same level of distress that a mouse does. In fact, I'd welcome the snake because it would eat the mouse. My phobia of mice is why I don't use grocery or food delivery services anymore. One day, we had a Walmart ordered, delivered, and a mouse came running out of the bag. Ever since then, I don't allow food or groceries to be delivered at our home. Do you see how this fear goes beyond a normal level of fear? That's what a phobia is. It's irrational, it's intense, it's persistent. Phobias don't just have to be towards specific things like rodents, spiders, clowns, or things like that. There's claustrophobia, which is the fear of enclosed or confined spaces. There's trypophobia, the fear of holes. There's even phobias of possible outcomes, like aerophobia, the fear of planes crashing. And that might seem reasonable at first. I mean, no one likes planes crashing. But this goes beyond just being unsettled at the idea. This is a fear that can cause someone to never fly or to go into a complete panic attack while sitting on a plane in the runway. In the future, I'll go more into detail on phobias and therapies that can help you overcome your phobias, but today I just wanted to give a little general overview of what phobias are so that we can have a better understanding of them. If you have a phobia, don't feel ashamed. It's okay if it's quote-unquote silly. I have people ask me all the time why I'm so scared of something as small and unthreatening as a mouse, and I can't explain it. Nothing really happened in my past to cause it. I'm just scared of them. You don't owe anyone an explanation. You don't need to feel embarrassed. Give yourself grace, and don't be hard on yourself because of your phobia. We're already afraid enough. We don't need to also be afraid of the fact that we're afraid, or be afraid of what others think of the fact that we are afraid. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and/or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.